Memorial Day was a rather stark and perfunctory affair in the little North Dakota village where I grew up. The place was too small to organize a parade, but there was a ceremony at the town cemetery on a hill rising out of the prairie just west of town. An honor guard of World War II veterans presented the colors, uniform buttons straining against their swelling girth. They planted small flags on the graves of comrades who had passed. My father, a Lutheran preacher, often read a Bible passage and said a prayer. Then, the big moment for a young boy, the crack of a 21-gun salute, followed by bugler's taps. When it was over, my friends and I scrambled to retrieve souvenirs, the shells ejected by those old M1 carbines. That was about it for honoring veterans. What the holiday really signaled was freedom. Not in the patriotic sense, though. Most years, school had ended the previous Friday, and the summer stretched out ahead, seemingly endless days of unregulated time. Then, in high school, the big Memorial Day event was the Dusk Till Dawn movie night at the Outdoor Theater in Rugby, the slightly bigger town about 25 miles away. That provided another rush of independence, a car full of friends, our little town fading in the rearview mirror, an all-night party, hopping from car to car, meeting girls from other small towns, falling in love two or three times before the sun began to rise. It occurs to me, as I think about this Memorial Day, that many of the young servicemen and women we honor, who've given their lives during the past 4 years in Iraq and Afghanistan, probably most vividly experienced freedom the way I did as a young person. Not the freedoms itemized in the Bill of Rights, the freedoms we often say they preserve with their ultimate sacrifice. Those political freedoms of speech or assembly or privacy, the right to a fair and speedy trial, the right to vote, all are precious. Of course, there's disagreement over whether those freedoms have been preserved or threatened by the war in Iraq and the war on terror. In any case, it's a tragedy the young men and women who've died in service to their country didn't live to enjoy them fully. But those natural human freedoms, to live and love, to raise a family and grow old, those are the real precious treasures that have been taken from those who have fallen. We can never repay them or their families. We can only promise not to ask for their sacrifice unless it's for an urgent and moral cause.
The screen door slams. Mary's dress waves like a vision. She dances across the porch as the radio plays Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me, and I want you only. Don't turn me home again. I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside.